available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God doesn't think to contemplate. God does. He's not like us here. You know, we think about something. Maybe. No, God don't think to contemplate. You know, as our brother from Africa said, we see this as red, but if God said it was black, how many know it would be black? We would look at it and say, no, it's red, but God says black. No, we look at it again, it'd be black. Because God doesn't think to contemplate. What he says is. What he thinks is. God's not trying to figure out your situation. He's already spoken over it. So what he has said, it is that way. Now, your path may be strewn with all kind of snares and fears to try to get you to think and believe otherwise. God does not think to contemplate. When God thinks, it's done. And he says in the word that my thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace. Jeremiah 29:11, my thoughts toward you, my children, while you are surrounded by snares, hungry wolves that seek to devour you. He said, don't worry about that, because my thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace and not evil. Do you know the enemy that tries to destroy you, oftentimes God will use the very weapon they used against you to destroy themselves. The very ditch that they dug for you to step into and fall into, they fall into. The very stone they rolled after you turns back and rolls on them. But if we're held in the bondage of fear, then life is a misery. Life is a real challenge, because fear has torment. And you know, like I know, there have been times where you have perhaps feared, but God showed you he worked it out anyway. While you were scared, while you were afraid, while you were worried, while you didn't know what to do. And you see, because God doesn't think to contemplate. Well, if we can get that wrought in our spirit, in our mind, and have the mind of the Lord. You see, Jesus, when he walked among his adversaries, no matter who was on the first row, who was there to try to catch him, to accuse him, he didn't stutter. He didn't mince his words. He didn't back off one thing. He spoke what his father said. In the among the Pharisees, among those that sought to kill him, he didn't back up one bit. He didn't think to contemplate. He didn't apologize. Okay, so, and when I talk like this, it's not about a pride thing. It's about stature. It's not about being prideful. That's something else. That's something sinful. It's about speaking from a position of stature. Elijah said, it shall not rain at my word. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord. He had been in the presence of the Lord, and God had put a stature on him to go and speak to Ahab. He said, not thus saith the Lord, at my word. The heavens shut up, and it says God honored his word. Amen? All right, so the things that we must consider, what God thinks is perfect. Now see, because our pathway is strewn with snares, and the enemy tries to make things look certain ways. Sometimes he'll make you feel certain ways. Sometimes he'll touch your emotions. Sometimes he'll touch your flesh. Sometimes people say things or do things that, you know, distract you. And he tries to divert you and get you to looking at things around you rather than focused on God, who thinks with perfection. He doesn't think to contemplate. He doesn't think or give an idea that, a strategy of God, the thing about it is it cannot fail. If God gives you a word, it can't fail. It cannot fail. What God thinks is perfect in form and in feature, it is an ultimate, absolute, final, and it is perfect. If we start thinking with God, our Father, and stop considering all these things around our path, you know, the Word of God says, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and there be many that go in thereat, but straight is the gate that leadeth unto life, and there be few that go in thereat. When it talks about the straight gate, it's talking about a pathway that is strewn with obstacles. You can wake up tomorrow and be struggling in your faith and find no rhyme or reason for it. But how many of you, let me say it this way. Sometimes you have to jumpstart your faith. Sometimes you have to stir your spirit. You have to stir your gift to get back on track. Amen. To get back into that mindset. Because the world will try to oppress you with the cares of this life. God foresees the future and has foreknowledge. See, this is God's mind. He has foreknowledge of all happenings in the future. See, he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. When you put your trust in, how many know, there's a dimension of peace that comes with putting your trust in the Lord. There's a dimension of assurance that no matter what's happening around you, that's how I always have pictured Jesus. I know early on, God would give me visions. I had a vision of him on the cross. And the magnitude by which he was beaten surpassed any pictures, any movies. There are times where I've seen him walking in crowds. And there was something unique about him because there was such a blanket of peace on him. No matter how loud, no matter how hostile, no matter what type of crowd it was, people, noise and everything, but he, you could pick him out of a crowd because he was so deeply entrenched in peace. Why? He trusted his Father. He had no fear. He said, my time has not come. Do you understand? When you walk in the Spirit like that, there's an anointing of Issachar. And you understand times. Hello? Paul understood when his time had come. Peter knew that not many days I must take off this tabernacle. These men walk with God in a new times. And we walk with God like that. We can have the peace of God too, to a depth that is extraordinary. It's a peace the world can't give. And it's a peace if you, let me say it this way, play your cards right, the world can't take it from you. If you not be carnal minded, but have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, and you are anchored in what God has already established, the world can't take this peace from you. Peter was in prison waiting to be offered up and either beheaded or whatever after Easter. But yet he slept there sound. He wasn't stressed out, troubled. The peace of God was on him, soldiers surrounding him. God sent an angel to deliver him. Angel had to wake Peter up. He was at peace. These men put their trust in the Lord. They had the mind of Christ. And see, in our everyday stuff, watch out, the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things can choke. And see, when we become unfaithful to the word, we become unfruitful. Fruit starts to dry up. Where's my joy? Where's my peace? I become unfaithful to his word. Okay, so God foresees our future He has foreknowledge of all things that are going to happen in your life. Look at somebody and tell them, when God talks, be silent. It is imperative that we hear God's voice. God will speak a word to you that can change everything. Just a word. If you grab it, you hold fast to it, it can change everything. You can ride through a storm on the word God gave to you. Joseph had a dream that he rode through all type of storms until it manifested itself. He couldn't be denied or defeated, though his path was strewn with temptation, opposition, oppression, defeat, but none of it could defeat him because he had a word. Now understand this, in the midst of all that you might face, in the midst of people that you have to deal with, and sometimes, especially church folk, but especially unchurched people, sometimes can be difficult. Hello? Don't shout me down, I'm telling you the truth. Can be difficult to handle or deal with and walk this walk that you're walking where you are not persecuted, where you are not misunderstood, where you are not abused or misused. They can be difficult, but listen, God has preordained and has predetermined your path. And it's based upon his foreknowledge for what he has for your life. He has predetermined and predestined your path, preordained your path. Now here's the wonderful thing. God will help you get there. He will keep you on the path. What he says, though, is fear not. Are you hearing? The key here tonight is to not fear. When things look like they go wrong, when it looks like it's opposing what you know to be your destiny, when it's a blockage, when it looks like the devil is busy, God says, fear not. Hello? Fear not. Tell somebody, fear not. His word declares that if God be for you, who can be against you? You see, God has us on a preordained, predestined pathway. But fear tries to draw us off. So God says, don't fear. Because if you don't fear, you won't be drawn off. You might have to stand still for a little while. You might have to, you know, just stand on a ledge and not move. But he says, don't fear. Because fear will draw you off. Amen. Tell somebody else, don't fear. The fear of man is a snare. It's a trap. He that puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 28 of The Faith Crises, Breaking the Limitations of Fear. Too often you settle for less than God's best because of fear. A major way to destroy its limitation is by allowing the nature of Christ to govern your affairs. The mind of the Lord is the beginning of all thoughts. He is the creator of life. It's not how smart or how crafty you are. It is a matter of putting your trust in God. Measure your ways against God's way and allow it to become your foundation. You will become unmovable.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.